Well, hello and welcome. My name is DeCourcy Williams, and this is the Uplifting Words Podcast. And peace, love, and happiness to each and every one of you guys listening to this episode. And I am super, super excited this week. Why? Because Friday is June 19th. Juneteenth. I'm going to talk a little bit more about what that means a little bit later on. But first, I want to start this podcast by just diving right on in and just expressing gratitude for just the amount of changes that's coming. Like, I can't believe how things are starting to change. Like, it seems like, and this is the part where for Black people, it's like, are things changing? Are they, is it genuinely because of the feelings of others? Or is it changing because companies and industries want to see more Black folks and Black people participating in their business or their sport or whatever. So first we get the news that right here in Virginia, Governor Ralph Northam is publicly, or he's introducing legislation that makes June 19th an official holiday, a paid holiday of all things. Like, what in the world is going on? So, and it's starting this one with this Friday. And I have to admit, I really didn't know about Juneteenth until maybe a couple years ago. Actually, about more like last year, because it wasn't something that we were taught. It wasn't part of the history that we were told. We were told about July 4th, 1776, and the independence from the British nations or whatever. That was our independence. But what that never actually told us was that that didn't include independence for Black people. That was like slavery for us. We were still enslaved. And our emancipation actually didn't come until years and years later. In fact, well, let me stop. I'll get into my Juneteenth stuff later. But getting back to the governor of Virginia, making Juneteenth an official paid holiday. On top of that, you've got a whole bunch of companies that are also recognizing that they are going to recognize June 19th as an officially paid holiday. And I'm so happy to hear it. Big props to some of these companies. We've got companies like Nike. We've got companies like Twitter and Square and BuzzFeed and Adobe, things like that. So it's a lot of companies that are stepping up and going to be recognizing from here on out June 19th as a holiday. On the podcast before, I've talked about, I might have mentioned it, it might have just been on my social media, but Lando Lakes decided to get rid of the Native American woman that was on their packaging for their butters. They realized that that might have been too insensitive and a little bit too racially charged. So instead of having that Native American woman there, it's just like a picture of the sunset. And earlier this week, just got word that that Quaker Oats, which is a subsidiary of PepsiCo, has announced that they're going to do away with the image of Aunt Jemima. Not only the image, apparently, but the name as well. So by the fourth quarter of 2020, they're going to have brand new packaging, brand new name. For their syrup products and like pancake mixes and biscuits and things like that. I guess we're going to be saying goodbye to Aunt Jemima. She's been around for about 130 years. The syrup bottles have like been in her likeness with her face on the bottle. Oh, you know what? That's Miss Butterworth. I'm mixing them up. Miss Butterworth was a bottle of syrup that was actually in the shape of an older woman, but still kind of like that mammy stereotype of the old minstrel series from way back, like from the 1800s on up, where blackface was commonly used. But they have decided that is, well, apparently they just realized that image has come from a racial stereotype, so they decided to do away with it. Not sure how they didn't realize that wasn't a racial stereotype before now, but either way, it's a good change. It's something that's coming. So it really makes you wonder, though. Like, when you hear things like, okay, Starbucks, for instance, at first they came out and said they absolutely forbid any of their employees to wear anything that said anything having to do with Black Lives Matter. And now they've changed that tone. Now, that's clearly, I'm not going to say clearly because it might not be clearly to some people. But for me, that I don't think that was done as like a move in good faith. I think that was done because they saw potential money that they were going to be missing out on, and they wanted to step that back and be like, oh, wait a minute, let's change this. So now they're going to be offering stuff made by their own company that displays Black Lives Matter images and phrases and things like that. I don't know. That just seems like that's pandering for our money. Like when politicians pander for the black vote or the Hispanic vote, or when they say something that they know they don't actually feel in their heart, but they say it anyway just to win the public points. But anyway, so Starbucks has walked that back. So, I mean, it just feels like there's just this wave of change coming that, you know, in the black community, we've known it's been an issue. It's long overdue, but we're actually glad to see it. And then the big one, like, I can't believe this. NASCAR is actually banning the showing off of Confederate flags at their races. NASCAR, the one sport that I did not think would ever change their views or anything like that. It seems like NASCAR is doing more to change than the NFL and the NBA. And that to me is amazing. They actually have this this one driver. I think his name is Bubba Wallace. I think he's the only black driver in NASCAR. And he's got his car repurposed and refitted. He's got Black Lives Matter, like, kind of on the side of his car. And I believe on the hood, he's going to have, like, the interlocking hands with a black hand and a white hand. It says Black Lives Matter on the hood also. And if I'm not mistaken, NASCAR has also agreed that people should be able to kneel for the national anthem if they so choose. Like, they're not gonna discriminate against people who choose to do whatever during the national anthem. So, I mean, that's huge. Never in a thousand years did I think NASCAR would be like the leader in setting precedence for sports events by kind of opening the doors and being more accepting and more tolerant of other people's views and other people's ways of thinking. My mind is blown. Like, I can't even describe to you how my mind is blown by all these changes that's coming. And unfortunately, it's still like kind of in the back of my mind, like, are these companies actually really genuinely getting it? Are they doing it because of the goodness of their heart? Or are they doing it because they recognize the power in our money? Because at the end of the day, the only color that really matters is green. And I was listening to, I was part of a Bible study. My sister invited me to a Bible study for her church. It was done remotely through Zoom. And Pastor Kevin Swan, he brought up an interesting fact. Now, I haven't fact checked that. I don't know how true it is. But he was saying that if you took the wealth of black folks, because never in a time in history has black people had more wealth, more influence, and more power than what we have right now. And I think that number is only going to rise. But he was saying if we took our wealth as black people and we had a whole nother continent that we just lived on, and we just all went away and we took our finances, our ideas, our businesses with us, then that continent would be the seventh richest continent on the planet. So just imagine the power, the purchasing power that we have. And that's something that's always in the back of my mind. Are these companies really after that purchasing, that money? Is that what's really on their mind? Are they genuinely having our best interests at hearts? But you know what? I'm going to take it where I can get it. I love to see the change. I'm excited for the change. Like, for the first time in my life, it feels like things are taking a turn for the better in a way that I never thought possible. Like, come on, NASCAR, I would never thought that they would be kind of the leaders in the sports industry on being more open and being more receptive to change. Like, that is just beyond me, and I'm so happy for it. I'm not going to become a NASCAR fan, because I still don't get the, to me, it's just a bunch of cars going around in a circle 500 times, and that's not interesting to me. But I'm more willing to actually maybe pay attention to the sport now, because they're kind of, they're setting the precedence. And that's what's important to me. So I'm going to take a quick break and I'm going to come back and talk about really the excitement for me behind Juneteenth, June 19th. And I'm going to give you a little bit of a history lesson, so to speak, as to the long road to us getting here. So let me take a quick break and I will be right back. All right, well, welcome back. Thank you very much for sticking with me. And we are talking about Juneteenth here on the Uplifting Words podcast today. Before I get into that, though, does anybody else remember back in the day where we had Lee King Jackson Day? Apparently, this was a holiday celebrated in Virginia, and it was from 1984 to 2000. And what it was celebrating the birthday of Robert E. Lee, Thomas Stonewall Jackson, and Martin Luther King Jr. on the same day. Why that's a big deal? Because Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson were two Confederate soldiers. They were fighting for the South's right to continue to own slaves. Martin Luther King was a man that wanted to liberate everybody. He wanted to liberate us all. So how weird was that to celebrate Martin Luther King Jr., probably one of the most well-known civil rights fighters and leaders in the history of this planet, celebrate his birthday with two Confederate soldiers' birthday that wanted to keep people enslaved? How weird is that? It's just one of those things. Something else. Have you guys ever looked up the original history of the ice cream truck song? Do you realize how super racist that song is? Let me tell you something. That little ice cream truck that we all used to chase after as kids, that song playing, that do 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 do, however it went. The original version of that song was called Nigger Love a Watermelon. And I think that's why, like, people that know me personally, I have issues with eating watermelon kind of like out in public because of stuff like that. Like, disgusting, abhorrent. Like, if you actually look up the song, it'll be just disgusting for you to even listen to. That was Columbia Records, by the way back in the day. So one of those things that we just didn't know about when we were younger, and nobody told us. It's not listed in any history books or anything like that. Something else, cartoons I used to watch back in the day. Extremely racist. Tom and Jerry, I love that cartoon. But some of the gags from that cartoon, Tom and Jerry was in blackface. Sometimes when the dynamite blew up on him and he would look up and his face would be black and his lips would be big and red. Like, that was blackface. And I, as a little kid, thought that was the most hilarious thing I had ever seen in my life. But I didn't know I didn't know where it came from. I just thought it was Tom got blown up by a stick of dynamite. Ha ha ha. But anyway, there's so much that trickles out as we get older that we did not know about. And that's why Juneteenth, I believe, is a very, very important day. So what is Juneteenth, you might be asking? Because me, myself, I didn't hear about this until maybe like 2 years ago. And I'm an old man. Like, this is information that we have to go look for. We have to search for it. It's not readily available. But it's here. I've heard about it. And I'm celebrating it. So July 4th, 1776 is normally the day that we associate with America's independence. But that did not mean independence for us as black people. That liberated the United States from British rule. And that fight had long ended. Like, after that fight was over, there were no long lasting repercussions after that. Slavery, however, continued on for 87 plus more years after the Declaration of Independence was signed. So there were some people that don't even recognize July 4th as a holiday, and I never understood why, but now I do. So 87 years plus goes by, and finally, we're at the signing of the Emancipation Proclamation by Abraham Lincoln, and that freed all the slaves, right? So even 2 years after that, there were still some enslaved black people. So June 19th, 1865, That is a day that is celebrated that Union Army General by the name of Gordon Granger read the federal orders at the city of Galveston, Texas, proclaiming that all enslaved persons in the United States and in Texas were now free. Even though, like I said, the Emancipation Proclamation had been signed almost 2.5 years before this. So June 19th, 1865 is actually Black People's Independence Day. And it also goes by the name of Freedom Day or Jubilee Day or Liberation Day. And I believe it should be celebrated as such. Now, I might have discussed before, the list of companies that's actually adding Juneteenth to their list of celebrated holidays, like paid leave. Like I said, the governor of Virginia has said this was going to be a federally or a statewide celebrated holiday from here on out, which is a great thing. Some change is coming, and that's what I'm hopeful for. That's what gives me hope that we see these changes coming. We've never seen protests all across the globe for standing up to racism. When George Floyd was murdered, we saw protests over in England. We saw protests in all kinds of different countries. Like, there was protests all across the globe. We've never seen that happen before. We've never seen an outpouring of so many non-white people that standing up and saying, yes, this is wrong, this needs to stop. So let's take this day as a celebration, because it's slow grinding, yes, and it might not be happening as fast as people would like, and it's really hard to understand why we're still having to deal with this. But I am very hopeful that these next couple of decades are going to be some changing times. Like I said, unfortunately, I don't think it's going to be in my lifetime, and unfortunately, I don't think it's going to be in my kids' lifetime. But eventually, we'll have to get this racism stamped out. Like, this has to go. Like, this makes no sense that in 2020, we are still finding young Black men being hung by trees. Like, what is going on? I don't understand that. And for no other reason other than the color of their skin. So, let's take this as a celebration. And let's celebrate people like George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Arbery, and now Rayshard Brooks. We have to add that name to the list. And Tamir Rice, and Trayvon Martin, and Sandra Bland, and so many other people that have lost their lives, and it kind of equaled up to the culmination of this. So I'm hopeful that change is still coming slowly but surely. We're still fighting. We're still having to deal with certain things. We're still finding out information of things that were, for lack of a better word, stolen from Black people. Do you know the amount of inventions that Black people have come up with, but somebody white has taken the credit for, and the legacy was given to their family and the mansions and all of that stuff? So this is a perfect time to celebrate the contributions that Black people have made to this country, because there have been a lot. Might not be in the record books, might not be in the history books, but there's been a lot. So this is an amazing celebration. I am taking it as such, and I am just feeling extremely hopeful, extremely optimistic for the future. And unfortunately, no matter how tired we get, no matter how downtrodden we get, we have to keep fighting. You heard that story about Bob Marley. He was getting ready to go on stage the day before, I believe it was, something like that. He got shot. Somebody tried to assassinate him because they didn't like his message of peace and inclusion and tolerance. And the next day, he still went on stage and did his performance. And he said, "The wicked people that are trying to destroy this world are not taking a day off. I can't afford to either." So this fight continues. And let me end on this. Now, I finally saw a message from Tyler Perry. And Tyler Perry was noticeably absent when George Floyd was murdered. He was silent, and there was a whole bunch of backlash about him being silent, about Oprah being silent, and Gayle. And to me, it all seemed really silly. But he finally put out a video last night, and he said that he wasn't remaining silent because he didn't feel the anger or the frustration or any of this. He was silent because he was exhausted. And it is exhausting being black in this country, because the only thing we're asking for is stuff to be equal. We're not asking for anything special, no special treatment, no handout. We just want equal. It is exhausting when you're driving around and cops pull you over and ask you, what are you doing in this neighborhood? Why are you here? Not even the cops. It could be just a regular citizen. Try to flag you down and ask you why you're here. It's exhausting when you're in the elevator and you get on an elevator and somebody suddenly gets off. Or if they don't get off, they're standing in the elevator the whole time clutching their bag or holding on to their chest or something. It is exhausting when you're walking down the street and you see somebody coming towards you and they immediately, as soon as they see you, they go to the other side of the street. It is exhausting going to a store and being followed around by the worker in that store to, I guess, make sure you're not going to steal anything. I mean, it is exhausting just to do our day-to-day activities in America. So let's take this day and celebrate. Celebrate the independence of black people in this country when the last of the enslaved people were freed. But we are still fighting. And yes, the fight is exhausting. And you can see it on Tyler Perry's face. He's tired. And a lot of black people are tired because we don't know what to do. We don't know what else to do. There's a long list of things. I mean, it kind of started out as a meme, but there's a long list of things that black people have been accosted for. Like, Breonna Taylor was sleeping in her own home when cops busted in and shot her. Ahmaud Arbery was just jogging through his neighborhood when two men who figured that he shouldn't be there chased him down and shot him. I mean, situations of us having barbecues, people calling police on black people, like, that situation could become so volatile so quickly. Like, that's almost weaponizing the police force against black people. Black people in the park barbecuing, where there's a grill, where there's an open area to barbecue, and you call the cops on them. Or the man that was in New York City in Central Park bird watching, and the woman called the cops on him because he asked her to put her dog on a leash when the law stated that all dogs must be on a leash. So it is exhausting. And Juneteenth is the perfect example or the perfect time to learn about that, to learn why black people are fighting. And I'm not talking about the looters and the rioters. Like, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the peaceful protests, the Black Lives Matter protests, the peaceful ones. The rioters and the looters, they're just opportunists looking for a chance to just grab something for free. That has nothing to do with George Floyd or Ahmaud Arbery or anything like that. The only thing I can say about that is that that is the culmination of just people being tired and there's nothing else for us to do. Like, we've had our hands up before and we get shot. We're running away from police. We get shot. We're running away from anybody. We get shot. We laying on the ground. We get shot. We're sitting in a car on the passenger side. We get shot. Children playing in a park. The cops roll up on them and shoot them. I mean, people are pissed off and they're tired of being pissed off. So this should, hopefully Juneteenth will start to shed light on the struggle and what people have to go through in this country. So take this as a celebration. I just wanted to come on here, this particular podcast episode, and give out a little bit of information, because for me, like I said, I didn't know about this until maybe a couple years ago. So maybe there's somebody else that didn't know why Juneteenth is suddenly a big deal. June 19th is the actual Independence Day for black people, and it should be celebrated as such. So I'm hopeful for the change. I'm grateful for the change that's coming. Like I said, we're still got to fight. We have to continue to fight on, and that's what we're doing. So take some time and educate yourselves about what black people are going through, about the, like I said, about the struggle, because it's definitely a struggle. And I want to thank you all for joining me here. If you're still listening to this podcast, thank you. And I hope you got a little bit of value, a little bit of information. And I hope you can use this to be a little bit more empathetic to what other people are going through, because that's what this is about. That's what this holiday to me is about, to shine a light on what we've had to go through in this country. And it's not about us wanting to leave the country. We don't want to go anywhere. We were born here. You can't say go back to Africa. We're not African. We don't know anything about Africa. We don't have family in Africa. It's ridiculous to say go back to Africa, because we were brought here against our will in the first place. So none of this makes sense to me. When I speak things, when I say things, like I try to make sense of it. This is something I just cannot make sense of. So, but I'm going to continue with the celebration. Hey, don't forget, this is also Father's Day weekend. So shout out to the dads that are out there. I know I'm going to be celebrating. Feel free to find me on my Instagram at Corsi the Wine Lover, because I love wine. You could also follow me on Facebook. Just look up DeCourcy Williams, or on Twitter. And I'll be sharing photos, maybe some videos of how we're celebrating Juneteenth and Father's Day this weekend. And I can't wait to see you guys joining me. If you got any questions, go ahead and drop me a DM. It's no big deal. I love to talk to you guys. So thank you very, very much for joining me. Everybody have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Happy Father's Day to the dads out there. And I will see you guys in the next one.